time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this podcast. So I have a slightly, I don't know if controversial, but quite a concept to talk about today. So everyone knows, or at least can pay lip service to, this Buddhist idea that the first of the noble truths is that all life is suffering. What a lot of Westerners don't realize is that Aristotle said the very same thing. Where, in different words, he said, to perceive is to suffer. Right? If you see the world as it clearly is, there's going to be suffering in that. So here's what I want to look at, is that if you and I know, if we know that we're going to suffer, wouldn't it behoove us to not run away from that suffering? Right, so let me paint two different scenarios. One is we suffer, and what we normally do when we feel bad, we feel hungry, we feel angry, we feel lonely, we feel tired, we feel whatever negative emotion we have, is we try to medicate with anything. With, oh, I'm going to think of happy things. I'm going to have some cake. I'm going to do something to undo this. And that's only a stopgap measure, right? So here's my scenario two. It's where it gets controversial. So next time you find yourself suffering, why not just suffer, right? If we're always running from it, we don't know what it is that we're actually running from. So why not, I don't want to say dive into, but why not explore the suffering a little more and see what is that? What is that suffering? What's... I mean, maybe Robert Frost's quote, the best way out is usually through. Maybe that's true. Maybe the only way to deal with our suffering is to live it, as opposed to this... I mean, really, it's like a drug thing that we're all on, of trying to medicate ourselves so that we never feel bad. So we do other things so we don't feel bad. That can't be the path. That can't be it. So I know I usually end off with love. So maybe today I should end with suffering? Nah, I don't like that. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.